I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to our English podcast where I try to help you understand and use different parts of the English language. So, what are we going to talk to you about today? Well, I thought I might talk to you about money, everybody's favorite topic, money. The saying, money makes the world go round, and I think it is a really true saying, because without it, well, what will we have? We'll have no trade between nations. We'll have no investment by companies. We'll have no money to spend in the supermarkets. No way to feed and clothe ourselves. And generally, people will just struggle. Of course, we could go back to the old days when we used to barter. That's B-A-R-T-E-R, barter, meaning exchange something for something else. So if I did something for you, fix a door or put in a window, then you would do something for me, like fix my bathroom or cook me a meal or give me some of your vegetables. So this would be a barter where we would exchange one service for another service or some products for a particular service. But I'm sure it still goes on. It does in different parts of the world where money is not so easy to get. But in the Western world and the first, second world economies, then money is king, as they say. And without it, we can do very little. Sometimes when we have money, we're not quite sure what to do with it. But certainly if we don't have it, then we definitely have a problem. There are different words we can use to describe money. We can call it cash. I like to have cash in my pocket. We have cash in the bank. The ATMs, or where we withdraw money from these machines in the wall, we call cash machines. Yeah, so cash is a very common word for it. People say, do you have any money? Can you lend me something? Do you have any cash? Could you give me something? So we can use cash in many, many different ways. You go into the shop to buy something. You're asked immediately, do you wish to pay by card, meaning a credit card or bank card, or by cash? Cash was the only way many years ago in which to pay, because the banking and money system wasn't as sophisticated as it is now, and people used to get paid in cash literally at the end of the week. They used to go into the shop with cash and they would pay for everything with cash. So it was cash, cash, cash. And this, of course, had a security issue, because people got robbed in their homes or got robbed in the streets. Shops and banks got robbed because there used to be piles of cash. And then we had the introduction of checks, where people wrote checks and gave them to people, which had the same value as money. They could put it into their bank or exchange it then for cash, or what they called bank drafts, which was another form of paper indicating that you could collect money from the bank when you took this particular piece of paper, this draft, to the bank. And then there being the introduction, which we now use extensively, bank cards. Initially, credit cards, where effectively the bank gave you money on this card and then you could pay it back. Or, as we more commonly use now, debit cards, which is effectively cash because it is immediately debited or taken from your bank account. So the use of cash has changed quite extensively, even in my lifetime. You used to see, you don't see them so often now, these security cars driving around from department store to department store, where they would take the cash and they would put it into a a safe or special box and then drive it to the bank where it would be lodged for safety purposes. They still exist, but because we are using less cash, then perhaps there's less need for these. And again, the safety aspects, it's much more secure, because I'm sure you've all watched movies where the security van was stopped and robbed and the money taken. So security is a really major aspect of money. So other words we can use for money are moolah. This is a very American word, and it's slang, so it's not something we use a lot, spelled M-U-L-A. Lolly, a British English word, L-O-L-L-Y, meaning the give me the lolly, give me the money. We can have spare cash, so something that we don't really need. So lots of different ways in which we can call it. And money can be paper money or notes, bank notes, you know, a €5 note, a $5 note, a €10 note, £10 sterling, £20 sterling. So different denominations, 1, 5, 10, 20, etc. Denominations. And then we can also have coins. So these are the metal coins which have a certain value. So it can be €1, €2, £1, whatever the currency is of the country in which you're living or the country where you are visiting. So everybody likes the sound of the clinking or of the change. This is what we call these coins, the change in your pockets. You know, so you have a lot of coins and you rattle them and they make a noise as you put your hand in your pocket or you take them out. These can be very heavy and people needed purses and wallets to keep the money in, a purse for a lady, a wallet for a man. And many countries are gradually getting rid of some of the smaller coins, which really in the modern world have little or no value, like half pennies or half a cent or 5 cents. You know, they're beginning to take these out of circulation, meaning people will be no longer able to use them. And this brings into question whether society will actually use money at all. I visited a couple of years ago Sweden, and I was in Stockholm, and in many places they don't take cash at all. So you go into a restaurant or a cafe, you just can't physically use cash, they won't accept it, you have to use a card. So it's all about click and pay, you know, with your card, you touch the machine and bingo, it's deducted from your bank account. Even for small items like a coffee or a newspaper or something, it's still click and pay and off you go. It saves them time. As I said before, it's much more secure. They don't have to count the money, and everything is recorded on their cash machines in their shops or their restaurants, wherever you might be. So that's a region of the world in the Nordic countries where they are definitely moving towards what we call a cashless society, a society without cash. So they're only using debit and credit cards. But in some other countries, it's difficult to find shops that will actually take credit cards. Yeah, so it can be a problem, because they might not want to have the extra transaction costs, because these credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard charge the retailer a percentage of every transaction in exchange for the fact that they get guaranteed money. So, you know, there's some countries very comfortable without cash, other countries not so comfortable. But there's very definite signs that the world is moving towards a different way of handling cash, a different way to spend cash, and a different way to use it. And of course, we have the introduction now of different types of currencies, cryptocurrencies. Wow, whoever thought they would say this, where we'd have electronic money. And this is mind-boggling, mind-blowing for those who are having difficulty even to deal with normal cash. But now we have cryptocurrencies, and how do you value it? How do you actually get it? It's something you can't touch, because it's somewhere there in the the atmosphere. It's somewhere out there in the world of the internet. And you have some of these social media companies who are now going to introduce their own currency. Facebook, I read recently, is introducing a currency called Libra. And this is going to be aimed for those people who have never had a bank account, but have a need to earn money, perhaps send it to their family if they're working abroad and the family don't have a bank account. So they can go onto Facebook, get the money, and then it has a value that they can spend in a shop or exchange it for some other goods. Of course, there'll be many countries who will have questions over whether this is feasible, whether it can work or not. But it's the direction in which we are going, and we are all going to have to get used to it. The days when I got my pocket money of a few pence every week from my parents are going to be long gone. So parents are going to be giving their children their pocket money on some card, and they can use the card to spend in shops and other places. So that rattle of those coins in the pocket will be a thing of the past. So it's difficult to know sometimes what to do with money, how to use it, how to spend it, how to save it, okay? And when we get it, because it's very difficult to actually get it, how do we hold on to it? How do we keep it, okay? So what are the different ways in which we can get money? Well, of course, we can work for it, which is the simplest way. Hard graft, as we say, to work hard, and then you get your reward at the end of the week or the end of the month with your weekly payment or your pay. So working for pay to earn your money. It's often now referred to as salary. It used to be called wages when you got paid weekly, but now that most people get paid monthly or bi-monthly, it's referred to as salary. So working for it is the not the easiest, but perhaps the simplest way. You can, of course, go into the bank and you can borrow the money. So that's when the bank give you money. You borrow the money from the bank and they lend it to you. So these words often get confused, borrow and lend. An old English expression, never a borrower or a lender be. So it's an old-fashioned expression to mean if you want to be rich, you want to keep your money, don't borrow and don't lend. Okay, so you borrow from somebody and somebody lends to you. So you borrow money from the bank and the bank will lend it to you. So that's another way in which you can get your money. Of course, you could steal it, which wouldn't be such a good idea because you have to pay the consequences. You know, you'll have a fine or an imprisonment when it's discovered or you're arrested. You can inherit money. This is getting money for nothing from a relative. So unfortunately, for you to inherit money, somebody has to die, which is the sad part. But if you're mentioned in the will, so when somebody, well, before they die, they write what's called their will and testament, which is the how they want their assets, what they own, how they want their assets to be divided when they die. So this is recorded in a legal document called a will, so their last will and testament. And if you're mentioned in that, well, then you're lucky, you're going to get something. And some legal advisor, solicitor, lawyer or advocate will contact you to tell you that you have been mentioned in a will and you are going to inherit some money. So that's another way to get money. So we said you can earn it by working. You can borrow it from the bank. You can steal it from somebody else. And you can inherit it. Any other ways? Well, of course, you can win some money. You can buy a lotto ticket. And if you're lucky and the numbers come up, wow, there you go. Instant success, instant fame, and instant wealth. You can win some money on the lotto. You can gamble. You can go to the racetrack and gamble. You can go to the on the internet and gamble. Or you can go to a casino. So another way to get money. But this is a bit risky because, first of all, you need money to try and winsome. And of course, there's always the possibility and a strong possibility that you will lose more than you will win. Otherwise, how would these casinos be in business? If everybody won, they wouldn't be in business very long. So the experience of most people is that they lose, but there are a few people that win. And we always hear the good stories. Seldom we hear the bad stories. So just be careful with that. But that is another way in which we can earn some money. And of course, again, if we're lucky and without costing us anything, we might find some money. Yeah, we are walking in the park and we're sitting down and we see a bit of paper in the breeze fluttering around. And when we pick it up, it's a 5 euro note or a 20 euro note, and there's nobody around and there's no name on it. Usually this, we call it a windfall, meaning it's something you've got for your advantage. You put it in your pocket and you walk away. Of course, if you find money in a wallet or a purse, then it's best in those circumstances to hide it, to hand it into the police department and tell them where you found it, and they will try and find the person who lost it. And if you're really lucky and they discover who lost the wallet or purse, then they may give you a reward for being kind and trustworthy and honest, and therefore that's another way in which you can get some money. So a reward. People don't always know what to do with money. What can we do with it? Well, some expressions: we can put some money aside for a rainy day. Put some money aside means to save money weekly or monthly for a rainy day, for a day when we will really need it. Some hospital expenses we didn't expect, some family member who's in difficulty and we need to give it to them, or for that little holiday that you want to go on, but you're not quite sure yet where that's going to be. So to put some money aside. Some people don't like the idea of saving. They like to splash out their money, meaning spend it, splash out on a new car, splash out on a new computer, splash out on a big family holiday. So usually these things are big ticket items, meaning we're spending it on something quite big. So when we splash out, it's usually going to involve a lot of money. We can flitter away, meaning just spend it here, spend it there, give it here, give it there. To flitter away means spend it not really knowing how we are spending the money, and we wake up one morning and we are broke. So that's an expression. When we have no money, we are broke, or we are flat broke, or we are, we don't have any money, we are poor. Okay, so these are all expressions dealing with money. And we have to be very careful when we are spending money that we pay the right price for the right things. We don't want to be ripped off by anybody. So if somebody thinks you don't know the value of a repair job they're doing for you, or the value of something you want to buy, they may try to charge you too much or overcharge you. And when you realize that you've paid too much, you say, "My God, I've been ripped off." Ripped off by somebody, or somebody can rip you off. So you have to be careful with that. Where you might pay a high price for something, you're not being ripped off, just something is very expensive. For example, tickets to your concert of your favorite artist. So somebody comes to town, Elton John, the Rolling Stones, whoever it happens to be, and you really want to see them. But when you check the price of the tickets, they're 200 euro or $200 for the ticket, and you really want to go. So you come home and they tell your partner that you've just bought two tickets for that concert that he or she wanted to go through, but you had to pay through the nose for the tickets. To pay through the nose, meaning to have to pay a lot of money. So when times are difficult and we either have no money or very little money, or we're spending a lot on different expenses, we might say we have to tighten our belts. So to tighten our belts means to stop spending or be more careful how we spend our money because times are difficult. So in times of economic crisis, as we had in the mid-2000s, 2007, 2008. A lot of people had to tighten their belts because they lost their jobs or their pay was cut or they weren't earning the bonuses that they used to get, so they had to tighten their belts. And then when things become a little bit easier, as we used the word before, they may be able to splash out on something, new clothes, holiday, when things become a little better. When we travel, I always like to get my hands on foreign currency. I love to see the different currencies used in different countries. Since the introduction of the euro, it's not so interesting traveling around Europe because they all have the same currency, the euro. But if you go to the United States or North America, you've got Canadian dollars, US dollar, then you've got currencies in South American countries and African countries. You've got the Chinese currency, Japanese yen, Russian, Indian currency. So lots of these that you can collect, and people often collect coins as a hobby. So it's always good. Perhaps that will disappear now that the way we're using money, as I said before, is changing. So money is one of those things, as they say in these different expressions, you cannot take it with you. So when you die, what are you going to do? You can't stuff it in your pockets and take it with you, but you have to leave it to someone. And this comes back to the word I mentioned before about a will. So people write their will and leave their money, their assets. And assets are something that have a value. So it could be a house, shares in a company, a vintage car, whatever that might be. You have the opportunity to leave these assets to somebody you feel strongly about, your nearest and dearest, as we call them, your wife or your husband, your children, your godchildren, whoever it may be. So this is how we deal with money just before we leave this world. So the big question is how you get it, and then when you get it, how you spend it, how you keep it safe, and what you do with it. But we should always know at all times, and one of the important things to teach our children is the value of money. Yeah, what does it mean? Because it's hard enough to get it, it's easy to spend it, and God knows everybody's always trying to get your money in some way, offering you a service that you're not quite sure you want, but it's a way for them to earn some money. So understanding and teaching our children the value of money is a really, really important lesson. Okay, well, that's all I have to talk to you about today. So hopefully you got some helpful words and phrases connected with money. And join me again soon and we'll catch up on another topic. Okay, so while I have you here, I want just to give you some information about the Easy Peasy English Club. So when you find your way onto my webpage, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy English Club. It's an effective and efficient and economic way for you and your friends to learn the English language. For a very small subscription fee, you get access to me, one lesson each week. That's 52 weeks and 52 lessons, one lesson per week, pre-recorded by me. And in addition to that, you'll have useful exercises linked to the lessons and lots of other helpful information and courses all available on that particular site. It's great value, so tell your friends about it, have a look at it and join up.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.